Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. It's just the two of us. As you know, I take a couple of segments a week and talk about things that are on my mind. This week, I want to talk about what I'm calling the third installment of my new regular series. New regular. Have you seen anything normal lately? Well, the first one was about customer expectations and cheese. The second one was about paradigm shifts. The goal of this series is to establish perspective and to maintain focus on whatever is coming at us in the post-pandemic marketplace. Well, this one, what I'm talking about today is about identifying the implications of a pandemic shutdown. And in that quest, another book came to mind that perfectly reveals the power of gaining 2020 perspective clarity from the 2020 hindsight of history. And that book is In the Wake of the Plague by the late Norman Cantor. And it chronicles the bubonic plague pandemic of the Middle Ages. Now, don't go away. Please don't leave. You'll thank me later. I'm going to get to that, the good stuff. As hateful and scary as the novel coronavirus is, this pandemic won't rival the most devastating natural assault on humanity in recorded history. But the valuable common thread between our current adversity and the Black Death is found in Cantor's title, In the Wake of the Plague. Cantor reports that in the five years between 1347 and 52, the plague, that black plague, killed more than 20 million Europeans. And he established greater perspective on that astonishing number by reporting that it represented half of the population of Western civilization at that moment in history. Think about that. Half of the modern world wiped out in 5 years. And here's the energy source of Cantor's wake. No respecter of class, the Black Death took down peasantry, nobility, and clergy in proportionate numbers. For centuries, the nobility and clergy shared dominance over the people and ideas in the Western world. And as a result of their numbers and influence diminishing so greatly with such velocity, three new forces and one killer app emerged to change the course of humanity. The wake of the plague gave birth in the 16th century to the Reformation in 1507, then the Renaissance, and later the Enlightenment. But before those, in 1453, Gutenberg's immortal printing press. Way to go, Johann. The bacterial pathogen Yersinia pestis exacted a catastrophic bargain in order to change life on the planet for the better. Now let's move to the future. Unlike Cantor's story, the wake of the 2020 coronavirus pandemic won't be driven by deaths, but rather unprecedented economic deceleration and financial decimation. This wake was created over a period of weeks when the once accelerating global economy was T-boned by a political pandemic response. As noted last time, the impact and implications of this economic disaster will bisect our lives and livings for generations. Now, in the spirit of Cantor, let's focus on what we may find in the post-pandemic marketplace that either didn't exist before or will only now be revealed. As actual examples, and perhaps more valuable as metaphors, use these three marketplace indicators to gain perspective clarity in the wake of the coronavirus pandemic. The first one is business model resets. There are already Main Street reports of business owners who pausing their hand wringing long enough to make the new regular lemonade from pandemic response lemons. They've reset their business models out of a survival necessity. But in the wake of the pandemic, many will discover that the new model will not only work better for them and their customers, but also, incredibly, will be more profitable. How about that? No business model, not yours or mine, will be immune to the implications of the pandemic-created shutdown. while you're necessarily focused on survival, keep your antenna up for how you can do business better by doing it differently in the wake of the pandemic. The next one is demographics. This implication is a touchy subject because your humble reporter is chronologically aligned with a certain demographic cohort. Millions of baby boomer business owners, wise and worldly in their 60s and early 70s, and as recently as February, a strong economy tempted this group to continue to slay the dragon indefinitely. But unfortunately, now, considering the time and effort of a post-pandemic recovery, many, perhaps millions, will declare victory and retreat to whatever retirement means to them. So who will fill that resulting marketplace vacuum when they do? The next generation of dragon slayers, with their antenna up and prepared for the implications of what should be an unprecedented, what very well could be an unprecedented business shift, a demographic business shift in the wake of the coronavirus pandemic. Think about that, folks. Antennas up. And then technology. Just when you thought we'd maxed out digital leverage, have you seen any killer apps lately? The post-pandemic global economy reset will produce innovations that correspond to the new marketplace reality. Some will be brand new, while others will be pandemic-driven variations. You will become either a creator, an adopter, or you'll be irrelevant. Antennas up, folks. In my last time we talked about this, I pointed out that today hundreds of thousands of CEOs are discovering mid-pandemic that thanks to awesome digital tools, their teams can work productively at home, potentially cutting a boatload of physical plant expenses. What will be the implications of this shift for thousands of business models? But the big tech story arises from the work-from-home shutdown, exposing the lack of big pipes out to the last mile of America. The 21st century economy is increasingly conducted over white fiber and less over blacktop. Meanwhile, millions of owners and employees live in low-density places with slow or no broadband internet connectivity over which to conduct dependable, continuous, and secure remote work. But beyond work, internet deserts also hamper and prevent remote education and telemedicine for our most vulnerable. America will have to address this infrastructure deficiency in order to deal with COVID-21 or 25. We will not shut down the economy again, my friends. We'll have to learn how to deal with this. We'll have to deal with this because focusing on the implications that are manifesting in the wake of the coronavirus pandemic is essential for all of us. Antennas up, my friends. Quick break, 20 after, on Jim Blassingame.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.